This is KUT. The U.S. Supreme Court has decided not to hear a case involving Texas's voter ID law. That's mostly because there are still legal questions that are unsettled about the law, specifically whether state lawmakers deliberately chose to discriminate against minorities when they passed the law. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, this means after years in court, this legal battle is far from over.
I should start with the fact that this case has been around a long time, so a lot of judges have weighed in on this. I'll let Jennifer Clark with the Brennan Center, an attorney representing the plaintiffs, run through a list.
So there have been multiple courts at the trial level and at the appellate level, and some courts in Texas and some courts in Washington, D.C. that have taken a look at this law, this Texas strict photo ID law.
That's the one that requires voters to show one form of approved photo ID before they can cast a ballot. All these courts, by the way, have been unanimous in saying that the Texas law has the effect of discriminating against minorities. But believe it or not, there's still some things that aren't settled about the law. Well, in court anyway. There still isn't a final ruling on whether state lawmakers meant to discriminate when they passed the law. There was actually supposed to be a hearing on this issue this week, but it was pushed back a month. Ezra Rosenberg with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, also representing the plaintiffs, explains it was at the request of the Department of Justice.
Well, what they said in their papers was that they wanted to give the, what I think they call the new leadership of the Department of Justice, an opportunity to review the matter. Whether or not it leads to a change of position, we don't know. I can say that there's no basis for a change of position.
Rosenberg says that's because for the past 5 years, the DOJ has held the same position, and the facts haven't changed in the case. In the meantime, Chief Justice John Roberts said in an order that the Supreme Court won't take a look at the case, at least not yet. The state will be able to seek an appeal at a later time, presumably when the intent issue is worked out. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton issued a statement calling the voter ID law common sense and promised to continue to defend it in court. Both Ezra Rosenberg and Jennifer Clark say they hope a final decision comes soon.
Until such time as we get a definitive ruling that this law was enacted with a discriminatory intent, it is still on the books. And a law that was enacted with a discriminatory intent should not be on the books for 1 second longer than necessary.
Really, it's, you know, I guess I'm hopeful that it will be quick because voters have been waiting so long for this to be finally resolved.
While the legal battle continues, a federal judge put a temporary fix in place late last year aimed at making it easier to vote in Texas. Voters who have trouble getting an ID can sign a form and cast a regular ballot in all Texas elections. For now, Ashley Lopez, KUT News.